USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is continuing to urge lawmakers to get the proposed COVID-19 rescue plan to President Biden's desk. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said multiple business leaders and experts believe the rescue plan will get the economy to recover quicker than the current projections. Republicans think the $1.9 trillion price tag is too expensive. Republican Senator John Cornyn also saying,
we're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the number that the president has given us is a absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. The House impeachment managers laying out the case to impeach President Trump in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Postal Service is seeing an 11% jump in revenue for the quarter that included Christmas. MarketWatch reporting the post office revenue surge comes after a record 1.3 billion packages were delivered as many Americans chose to mail holiday gifts rather than deliver them personally due to the pandemic. The service saying the net income was $318 million. One of the founding members of the Supremes has died.
Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As vaccinations continue across the country, many people are wondering when they'll be able to stop wearing masks.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. That's about 10% of the country's population that have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can soon begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back sometime in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have a uniform wearing of masks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For the first time in two decades, no U.S. troops have died in combat in Afghanistan for a year as of Monday. But the Stars and Stripes reported that the Taliban has threatened to target troops again if the United States keeps forces in the country after a May withdrawal deadline. The war in Afghanistan began in October 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.